are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, first up from the Peer Chamber, we've got Micah Honeywell.
Yeah. Look, and it's such a practice for everybody. Even myself.
I know. It's so weird. Yeah. I have to get used to that. But you've brought someone along that we're going to introduce here.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Danny Norden, our new marketing events coordinator. Danny, do you want to say hello and good morning? She started actually with us in October, was working remote because she was finishing up her undergrad at SDSU. Go Jacks. Have an important game coming up, so have to squeeze that in there, of course.
That's right.
But yeah, so now she's in the office, off and rocking with us, and we're happy to have her in the office. But meeting everybody.
Yeah, well, welcome, and getting right into some of the things going on for a brand new year. First, yeah. We had some winners from all the great Christmas displays.
Yeah, so let's wrap up 2022 with the best way we know how with our light up pier area light up display. You all participated in our competition, and then we appreciate everybody who voted as well. And I'm going to announce the winners so you can pick up your award at the Pier Chamber between 8 and 5 today, tomorrow. Not Saturday or Sunday, but next week as well.
All right.
People's Choice was 115 South Monroe. Best in Show was 2105 Vista Loop. And then there was a tie, actually, for the Griswold Award.
Ooh.
So that's exciting. The first one was 110 South 4th Street, and the other one was 315 North Buchanan. So if any of those are your houses, thank you for participating in our competition, and you can pick up your award at the Pier Chamber.
Congratulations to all the winners. And, you know, all of us were winners, too, because we got to see these very
cool
light displays.
Did you drive around and look at them?
Oh, my.
There were so many.
Yeah, there were a lot, and they all did a great job. So.
Yeah.
That's kind of the cool thing. That's why I like Christmas time is, you know, the Christmas lights and the decorations and how everybody dresses up their area is kind of fun.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody so much. And then the next couple of things to start off the new year, we know that legislation is just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to participate in our legislator welcome boxes, you're able to do so. Just contact us at 605-224-7361 to be a sponsor of those boxes. We'll deliver them early next week to all the legislators, but great way to welcome them into our area. We appreciate that they come here and that we get to host and have the state capitol.
That's right. And you've got some coffees coming up.
Yes. So two legislative coffees. This is a great way for you to talk with our legislators that are from our District 24, Will Mortensen, Mike Weisgram, and then Jim Melhoff. We have them two times this year. The first one will be Saturday, January 28th at 10 a.m. Have a coffee with us. Ask questions that you have about legislation and just be informed. They're great, all great guys, and really easy to talk to. So we're really grateful to have them. And then the second one will be Saturday, February 11th, 10 a.m. at our community room at the chamber. Both of them will be held there.
All right. So, good chance to get to know the representatives and ask any questions.
Yeah, keep up with what's going on. Yeah. And yeah.
Definitely. So, and a really fun event, something that you're really kicking off.
Oh, my goodness.
Brand new, the fishing tournament. And now you can register, right?
Yes, and I'm just going to say Clarissa was very adamant about me saying this on both our radio shows. She wrote it in all capital letters, so here
we
are. Yeah, you have to do this. I'm out of the office. Don't forget. But yeah, our Lake Sharp Showdown, which is our first ever fishing tournament on Lake Sharp with the Chamber. We're partnering with the Kurt Underhill and the fishing crew. And registration, is now open. It's a limit to 80 teams. It's 100% payback. So if you're interested, do not sleep on this. Do not wait because spots are filling up very quickly.
I bet.
Registration open on New Year's. So there are a lot of people yelling New Year, Happy New Year, and then registering. So don't miss out on that. You can go to fishingcrew.com to register for that and any other tournaments you would like to be involved in, but that one for sure we want you to be involved
in. So that is great. Danny, make your way over there next to Honeywell. Now I've got the last name, but I'm throwing that in first.
I have to tell you, Dave, my favorite thing and the thing I was looking most forward to besides marrying my husband is changing my Instagram handle to Mike Jane Honey. So Honey is fine.
There you go. So Danny, welcome to. You're familiar with the area. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm coming from SDSU. I spent 3.5 years over there, and I got my degree with graphic design. So it kind of just fit perfectly with the position that they had open back in October, and just worked my way here over the course of the past, what has it been, 4 months-ish?
Wild.
Which is wild, because it does not feel like 4 months at all. But I have a lot of family out here, so it kind of just, it was like the stars aligned, and here we are.
That is fantastic. So fitting in with a good crew there at the Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Really rocking and rolling and doing some cool things.
Yeah. Yep. It's been really good. I've been doing a lot of work with the Lake Sharp Showdown stuff, so been doing a lot of work with that, and then we've been slowly doing all social media stuff, transferring over, and then I'll probably be on the radio with you guys a couple more times here throughout the years, so...
Very cool. Well, welcome to the area again, because like you said, your family is from around here, but it's nice to kind of get settled. You're graduated and now you can kind of get your feet on the ground and get going with the crew.
Oh yeah. It's great. Cause I mean, some of my college friends and I always joke that with only having like a full-time job, it's like having one class versus five worry about. So it's kind of, it's a good transition, to put it one way, a lot less stress from what I'm used to put it one way.
Very nice. Well, I know you'll be doing some great things with the gals at the Chamber, and look forward to having you back. So
well, thank you.
Thanks,
thank you for stopping in, and look forward to all the great things that are ahead this year with the Chamber. We'll be talking to Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen as we continue on People in Your Neighborhood right after this. The Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood continues along, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, and joining me this morning as well, we have Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. You're busy this morning.
It is. Sometimes it works out that way.
It does, doesn't it?
But you know what? That's okay. It keeps me out of trouble, I think.
Well,
hopefully, most of the time.
Well, you think? Yeah.
I try.
Well,
it doesn't always
work. I think it takes
work.
More than that,
David. Yes. So how are things in Fort Pierre these days?
Well, there's always lots of things going on, and we were very happy that we missed the snow this time around.
Oh, yes.
Because we are in the midst of moving a lot of storage, a lot of equipment and supplies. We lost our 2 rental units that we've had for some years.
That's right.
And so we had to find a new location for all of those things. We know that long term we're going to have to... have something more permanent, but for now we have everything in 4 different locations, which is not the most convenient, efficient way to do business.
Right.
But it is what it is. And so we're really glad. We already had a lot of snow to move just to get at those things that were stored. And so it's been a challenge, but really glad we didn't have another foot or two of snow to
move.
Yeah,
we definitely did not need that on top.
No, we did not. We did not. So, and the other thing, I think I talked about it last week, is the recycling bins. They will have to be moved. They haven't been moved yet, but they will have to be. And we still haven't quite figured out what to do with them. They need to be accessible, obviously, but not out in some visible thing that's not the first thing you want to see when you drive into a town is the recycling bins.
Right.
So still looking for the perfect spot. We would prefer not to move them twice because that just confuses people. They're going to say, where in the world are they?
Right.
But as soon as we figure it out, you know, we will get the word out to our customers and our residents because I know that... they appreciate the service. Recycling is the right thing to do for the earth, and so we're doing our best to find that right location.
So for the time being, they can still go to the normal location until we get the word out that they're in a different spot.
Right. Yeah. So. And that will be sometime soon. And we do need to talk to Pierre so that I can get the word out about that. I think all you need is a credit card to take you recycling to Pierre, but I'll check on that.
Sounds good. Okay. So, you know, how are things coming along with businesses? I mean, I know you've got a lot going on. You've got hotels coming and other things.
We do. Everything is moving along. You know, in the midwinter, you don't see a whole lot of construction going on.
Right.
But things are going on behind the scenes. We are working hard on a new business for Fort Pierre, and hope that can happen. We'll know soon on that. I think so. Yeah, and the two new hotels, the Yellowstone Senior Living Development. People are still getting their name on the list for that, and want to have an opportunity to move into that beautiful new facility when it gets built next year.
Yeah, so. It's going to be such a great thing, and lots of wonderful things happening
exactly.
in Fort Pierre. So.
Exactly.
You know, this time of year tends to be a little quiet.
A little quiet. We just kind of hunker down and enjoy the legislature while it's in town. Mm-hmm. That brings a lot of people into the community, which is always great for our hospitality businesses and
yes.
you know and our retail businesses. So we welcome them this would be a different place if Pierre were not the capital. It would just be a whole different place.
It surely would. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Happy New Year. Enjoy
Happy New Year to you, Dave.
The start looks like it should be a good one weather-wise, so we'll keep hoping that happens until you can kind of get things settled over there.
Right.
Recycling and some storage.
If anyone has ever moved in the middle of the winter, you know how much fun that is.
Yeah, not fun at all.
Exactly.
I've done that a couple times too many.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Well,
okay.
Enjoy your weekend. And
thank
we'll
you. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you. Always good to have you here, Mayor. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us for this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.